The coronavirus pandemic has sparked renewed interest in the work of 19th century physician Ignaz Semmelweis. He's considered to be the first person to recognize a correlation between hand washing and disease prevention. The discovery was the subject of a recent Google Doodle, and as Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, it's also the basis of a 2018 chamber opera.
A child of nine. They lost me sometimes. Days I would wander down between Buda and Pest and watch the boats work against the current.
Semmelweis, the opera, focuses on the pivotal event in the Hungarian-born physician's life. A mysterious illness was claiming the lives of mothers in the maternity ward at the Viennese hospital where Semmelweis worked. The obstetrician noticed that the mothers who were treated by midwives were for the most part spared from the disease. It's hard to believe, but hand washing was not a common practice among physicians of the day, but it was routine for midwives. Semmelweis immediately required all medical personnel to wash their hands before examinations, and infection rates plummeted. Sadly for Semmelweis, his discovery was rejected by his peers and the medical community as a whole. History ended up proving Semmelweis right, but the composer of the opera, Raymond Lustig, says that renunciation is an important element in the work.
We all suffer from this. We all have a lot of trouble seeing into something that we don't want to see. And in particular, if you've got physicians having to face up to the reality that their hands were instruments of communicating a deadly disease to countless women, I mean, that's a very tough pill to swallow.
Rather than a biographical look at Semmelweis, Lustig says he was more interested in an abstract, symbolic approach. So he asked poet and longtime friend Matthew Doherty to write the libretto. Doherty says at first the assignment was a little daunting.
It felt early on like, well, I'm writing biography, but the biography's written, you know, so like, what am I doing here? It became much more interesting to me once I could get into that what I was writing would be something that had some kind of value. There could be some kind of thread that could be followed, even apart from the biography.
The work is set in Vienna in the midst of the epidemic. A troubled Semmelweis veers between reality and fantasy as he's tormented by a female choir. Composer Ray Lustig says the chorus takes on many roles.
So there's the midwives, I think, who were very much represented by the women, but there's also, you know, obviously the dead are there. So I think the choir is this kind of ghostly multi-apparition. It's midwives, it's doctors, it's mothers, it's women about to deliver.
Even though the opera was completed in 2018, librettist Matthew Doherty sees plenty of parallels between the controversy over Semmelweis's work and the politics of the current pandemic.
To say that this was leading to the deaths of all these women was really a political non-starter. There were people who had to put forward a certain truth that was really for the benefit of, you know, the empire, really. And what was actually happening was not relevant. And that's certainly something we see going on right now.
The opera had its world premiere in Budapest to rave reviews, where Ignaz Semmelweis is a household name. That 2018 production is now available to stream online through the end of May at dr-semmelweis.com. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.